So you're going to finish strong? Whenever you fail, even if you fail 100 times, do you think you'll feel like you have hope? Maybe you're on your 98th time. And I'm here to tell you, you do have hope. Because you are a child of God. Do you hear me? Are you going to finish strong? You see, the question is not if we are going to fail. That's not the question. The real question is, how are we going to respond to failure? How are we going to respond to failure? Like Nick said, as long as we continue getting up, we will not fail. But if we one day remain on the ground after that metaphorical fall, folks, we will fail. We will fail. You see, we need to respond like Peter did. We don't know how long it took him. We don't know how long it took him to recover from that deafening blow of denying Jesus, right? But we do know that Peter did turn back to Jesus. And he did strengthen his brothers. You see, do not relinquish the power that God has given you in Jesus' name by giving up. Do you hear what I'm saying? Don't relinquish the power that God has given you through Jesus Christ. Don't give up. You have hope. Look around you, folks. Turn around, look around you. I want you to see your heads turning. If you have hope nowhere else, if you feel deep within your soul you have hope nowhere else, look around you. Hope fills this room. Amen? Hope fills this room. Do not relinquish the power that God has given you in Jesus' name by giving up. Get up, dust yourself off, turn back as Peter did, and try again. Maybe do it differently this time, but try again. Don't give up. Don't give in. You are God's child. You are already a success. Just live into it, folks. Right? You're already a champion in this life. Just live into it. How many times have you heard when you left this church, you are God's child, you are powerful, all you got to do is live like it? How many times have you heard that? More than you want to hear, I'm sure, right? But you know what? I'm going to keep telling you that until we actually live like that. Do you hear what I'm saying? You are God's child. God knew you in your mother's belly. You are one awesome person. Whenever you fail, whenever you fall, get up, dust yourself off, and say, "Dear God, go with me again." Amen. Amen. I want to try something just a little bit different this morning. I know it's been about 20 months since I've been here, and something's been bothering me ever since I came. As a pastor, I feel like that people that come to a worship service need to have a time to respond to God's Word. And I just want to try something this morning and try it for a few weeks, months, whatever. And I want to say a prayer. And I want to invite you to repeat after me. I'll say short sentences and allow you to repeat it. And it'll be a time, I'm going to tell you, to accept Christ into your life. It'll be a time for you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ, wherever you are in that spectrum of being. If you don't want to do that, then don't repeat after me. Okay? On the other hand, please speak aloud the prayer for the rest of you. There is so much power in hearing people around you pray that prayer. And if you say, "Eric, but wait a minute, I accepted Jesus Christ 20 years ago." Well, you know what? I probably did a lot longer than that. But 2-3 times a day, I need to remind myself of whose I am. Amen? And so that's what this is about. I'm going to start saying this prayer every week, and I want you to repeat after me, okay? Let's pray. Gracious God, We give you praise. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this church. We give you praise for Jesus. And we ask for your power that as we fail, we are empowered to get back up. Anoint us, God, in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, because of who you are, I ask God to make Jesus Christ the Lord and leader of my life. Help me, Jesus, to walk the walk, to talk the talk, and to joyfully be empowered by you. In Jesus' name, amen. As we prepare for Holy Communion, please turn with me to our hymn of thanksgiving. Great is thy faithfulness. It's number 140 in your hymnals. Please stand if you are able.